So tell me again. So this is the...
This is the mirror that came off the dresser. I have the dresser, which we discarded. And we had the bedroom suit, and it was in the sitting room. And the only time we used it was in the winter time, bedroom. And we had old-timey stand table and wash bowl and pitcher and wash stand. And a string across behind the door to hang our clothes on. No closet. Wasn't a closet in the house. People didn't make closets in those days. They had wardrobes, but we didn't have a wardrobe.
That's what I was going to mention. Yeah, they had wardrobes then.
And we had feather beds on every bed.
Did you tell her Daddy just got off his feather bed this year?
Yes, sir, for the first time since we've been married. I was going to make up his bed in there. And so he said, just take that old feather. No, I put it out in my son's arid, which was the thing that everybody always used to do, and I did that. And I said, I'll get your feather bed back in there so it'll have time to cool off for bedtime. He says, don't want it no more. I says, you don't? He says, nope. And he slept on a feather. See, he's 85. And he slept on a feather bed all his life. Summer or winter. He don't want it.
We used to sleep on a
feather mattress.
Yeah, but only in the winter. We never did it. Of course, I don't even know what happened to him now. But
well, see, he's real broad shoulders and neck short. And he could burr up in those feathers, and he didn't hurt his shoulder. But he's gotten so he won't sleep on it.
You tell her about some of his furniture he used to have.
No, we don't talk about that now. You see, this is a scrambling. I'm how she'll ever get it together.
His first house that he built.
No, he built his first house.
In the houses in general.
All right. When he homesteaded this land I was telling you about, he went out there and put him up what he called a pole shack. It was just one room with a dirt floor. And he put up boards. And his old mattress set on these boards here and here and here, and just a stub here to hold it up.
Flame right. He had a one-legged bed.
One-legged bed. And many times, not many times, but several times, he'd shake the covers and not out to go a snake.
He'd roll snakes out of
him. Or he'd have to knock a snake out of his boot. He cooked his own meals. He got up at before dark. Before daylight. And he worked till after dark. He homesteaded himself. He was a...
Kind of outgoing individual.
He was. He's an unusual person.
Well, now, when you were... Johnny, is that right?
Yeah, Jonathan is his real name.
Jonathan, but I knew it was Jonathan was the real name. Because you were named after the grand... Was everybody always called you Johnny, or... Jonathan.
Most people call it, Jonathan's coming back now, it seems like.
Yeah, Jonathan, I was going to say, Jonathan now is getting
it's
to be...
kind of a chick name.
But, yeah, really,
but,
yeah.
It comes and goes. I know a fellow here in town, and they call him, he's an engineer, they call him Johnny Marr, and his name is Jonathan Marr. But he said he got so tired of people trying to figure out what his name was, he just started calling himself Johnny. It's really very simple. It's Joe, it's J-O, Nathan.
This is one of our fans. Men around town who's connected with the Southern Baptist Convention wrote Mr. a letter.
Birthday.
On his birthday. And I want you to read the letter in entirety.
Oh, isn't that nice? Really nice. Why don't you sit back now and take life easy?
Yes. Mr. Kendall Berry, he's quite a landowner and banker business around here in town. And,
he doesn't really live here anymore.
He doesn't live here anymore. He maintains a residence here, but he doesn't stay here all the time. And this is typical of Mr. Abbott.
Now this place that you're telling me about with the one-legged bed and the snake.
Yeah, right out here in called Flat Lake. Right out here. Yes.
Where it was.
And he had there for about.
You can go up the interstate highway now, like going to state line. And before you get Stuckey's up here, I don't know if you notice it or not, on the right there's a house out there with a couple little trees around it. Well, that was part of the 120.
Mm-hmm.